is today's daf is Gimel, is Yuma daf Gimel. We're going to begin with daf Gimel, Amud Aleph, four lines from the top. We're in the middle of discussing from the word lechaper that says in the context of miluim that you need to separate not only just like the Kohen, just like Aaron and the separated 7 days in the preparation for the Chanukas HaMishkan for 7 days. So also we learn that you also separate from Yom Kippur for 7 days, like when our Mishnah, like our Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol says that. And the Gemara above said, well, for the Lechaper, maybe you can learn, maybe separate before Sukkot, not Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara answered, no, better to learn that we can separate from Yom Kippur, because in both of these, in both Yom Kippur and the Shiva Shimei Miluim, or the Chanukah Samishkan, after the Shiva Shimei Miluim, so there was you separate 7 days for the needs of the Avoda of 1 day. So that's more comparable to Yom Kippur than Sukkot, which is for 7 days. And the Gemara asks now, in the fourth line, Ve'ema Atzeres, maybe you're going to say the word Lechaper comes to tell you should separate before offering the Korbanos of Shavuos. Deprisha Shiva Liyom Echadu, because that's similar, because that is a separation of 7 days for 1 day. So Rabbi Abba says, Donim Par Echad Ve'ayel Echad, Mi Par Echad Ve'ayel Echad. No. Still, Yom Kippur is more similar to Shiva Shebei Milum, because we learned the halacha of separating for Yom Kippur by the Korbanos Musaf, because that's with one par and one aisle. Those are the Korbanos. And you learn that from also the Shiva Shemei Biluim, which was also one par and one aisle. And as opposed to Lafuke Atzeres, this excludes Atzeres or Shavuos. De Shnei Elim Ninhu, there were two Korbanos, two rams, that were brought with the Shtei Halacha. Gemara says, so it's not as comparable. Gemara says, Hanicha Laman de Amar Yom HaKippur Ma'ayel Echad Hu. So this is good according to Rebbe, who holds that the Korbanos of Yom Kippur was only one ram. So that's perfect. That's an exact comparison to the first day of the Chanukah, the Mishkan. Ela Laman de Amar Shnei Elim Ninhu. But there's a debate. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon holds that actually the Korban Musaf of Yom Kippur was actually two rams, two alim, Michael and Meimar. What can you say? So then why are we learning from the Shiva Shimei HaMiluim to Yom Kippur more than Shavuos? And now the Gemara is going to explain, where is this debate between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon regarding this, about whether there were two rams for the Yom Kippur sacrifice or only one ram? The Tanya, because we're learning a Braisa and Torah's Kohanim. There are in two places in the Torah it says that we bring a ram, an aisle, for the Korban Tzira Yom Kippur. The first place is in Parshas Achrimos. And the second place is in the Korban Musaf section in Parshas Pinchas. So it mentions it in two different places. Rebbe Omer Ayel Echad Hu Ha'amor Kan Hu Ha'amor B'chumash Apikudim. So Rebbe says, the ram that's mentioned, that's brought as a korban tzibur, that's mentioned in Parshas Achrimos when it says Vayelechad La'ola, so that is the same ram that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon Omer Shnei Elim Heim. No, there are two different rams that are brought for the korban tzibur on Yom Kippur. Echad Hamor Kan, one that said in Parshas Achrimos, Echad Hamor B'chumash B'kudim, and one that said in Parshas Pinchas. So according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, they brought two rams. According to him, there's a question: why would you rather learn from Shiva Shemei Miluim that you need Prisha, you need to separate for 7 days, to Yom Kippur more than to Shavuos? That both of them are equally dissimilar. Both Shavuos and Yom Kippur are equally dissimilar to Shiva Shemei Miluim. So Gemara answers, Afilo Tema Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, even if you hold like Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, that on Yom Kippur they brought two rams for the Korban HaTzibur, like on Shavuos, you could still bear to learn Prisha from Miluim to Yom Kippur than to Shavuos. Why? Hasan by Yom Kippur, Chad Chovas Yom, V'chad Musafim. La Fuke Atzeres, the Tarvaya Chovas Yom Ninhu. When it comes to the two rams that are brought on Yom Kippur, one is brought, it's not called a musaf. One is simply for the obligations of the day, and one is actually a korban musaf, as opposed to Shavuos, that both of the rams are brought for the obligation of the day, meaning not as a korban musaf, but they're simply brought to accompany the shtei halacha. And therefore, it makes more sense to learn Prisha from Miluim, because in Miluim, there was one ram that was brought for the Chova Sayom, for the obligations of the day. And Yom Kippur also, one was brought for the specific obligations of the day, as opposed to Shavuos, that you had two rams that were brought for the obligation of the day. So even according to Rabbi Shimon, Yom Kippur is more similar to the Miluim. Gemara now is, okay, so we rejected Shavuos. Let's go for another one. Eimar Rosh Hashanah. What about Rosh Hashanah? The Prisha Shiva Liyom Echad Hu. That, why don't you say that maybe when the Pasuk says Lechaper, when it comes to, you know, the extra word when it comes to Miluim, it comes to tell you that you need Prisha, you need to separate before the before Rosh Hashanah, for 7 days and not Yom Kippur. The Gemara is now going to give another reason why we learn the halacha of Prisha for Yom Kippur, and this also is going to respond why we don't learn Prisha for Shavuot. So Rabbi Bahu, I have a different answer, that the reason why we learn Prisha from Miluim to Yom Kippur more than for Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and Shavuot is Donim Par Va'ayel Shalo. Mipar va'ayel shalo, that we can learn the bull and the ram that belongs to the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol who brings the par and the ayel on Yom Kippur, has to belong to him, right? It says in Parsha Achrimos, Perek Tzayin Pasuk Gimel, Bezos Shavo Aaron El HaKodesh, with this Aaron will come to the Kodesh, the par ben bakar, L'chatas v'ayel ola, for a par for a chatas and ayel for an ola, meaning that Aaron will bring from his money these korbanos. Mipar v'ayel shalo, that Aaron will bring from the miluim from his money. Lafuke atzeres Rosh Hashanah, and this will exclude Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. The tzibur ninhu, that the korbanos of the korbanos that are brought on Shavuos Rosh Hashanah actually come from the money of the tzibor, and so therefore you can't learn it from Miluim. Yom Kippur is more closely aligned to Miluim than are Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. The Gemara says Hanicha Lamanda Amar. It is only good according to the one who says, it's Rabbi Yoshia who says, whenever the Torah says Kach Lecha, then it means shelcha, because the pasuk says in Parshat Tzav that in the context of the miluim, it says v'yomer el Aaron kach lecha, take for yourself egel ben bakar lechatas v'ayel lola, take the calf and take the ram, and because it says lecha, Rabbi Yoshua said it means shelcha, meaning that Aaron has to use his own personal funds and not from the communal funds. V'asei lecha, whenever the Torah says asei lecha, like by the Chatzotzros, where the Torah says in, I think it's Balosra, Perek Yud, Asei lecha shtei chatzotzros kesef, make for yourself two trumpets of silver, that they would blow under certain occasions. It also means mishelcha. It also means that you have to spend your own money. So therefore, the korbanos of the miluim came from the money of Aaron, and therefore Yom Kippur is similar to the miluim. Eleman diamar mishel tzibor, however, there's someone who argues in Rabbi Yoshia, who says that when the pasuk says kach lecha or asei lecha, it doesn't mean that it has to come from Aaron HaKohen's personal property. No, it's Michel Tzibor. So Michael Amemar. So how can we explain this? Then there's no real difference. The par and the ayel, the miluim, actually come from the Tzibor. And then, so that would not answer well according to Rabbi Abahu. So where do we find this machlokes about this lashon of kach lecha and asei lecha? The Tanya, because we're learning a brisa. Kach lecha, what does kach lecha mean? Mishelcha. And asei lecha, Mishalcha. But when the pasuk says v'yichu elecha, where does it say v'yichu elecha? So it says, for example, in Parshas Truma, or sorry, in Parshat Tzav, v'yichu elecha shemen zayin saf kasis lavaor. When it says elecha, so that's Mishal Tzibur. That's Rabbi Yoshia. So the difference between lecha, which is your own personal funds, versus elecha means Mishal Tzibur. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Rabbi Yonasan says, bein kach lecha, bein v'yichu elecha. There's no difference between kach lecha and v'yichu elecha. In both instances, is Mishal Tzibur. V'matam lomar, and what does the pasuk come to tell you with kach lecha? Ki v'yachol, mishalcha ani rotze yoser mishalahem. And Hashem said to Moshe, when he says kach lecha, I desire your korbanos more than the korbanos of Am Yisrael. So therefore, when the pasuk says kach lecha, he's saying take this korban of the tzibor, and I'll consider it as if it belongs to you. That's the message of kach lecha, according to Rabbi Yonasan, who argues on Rabbi Yoshia. So therefore, the Gemara continues, Ana Abba Chanan Omer Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, Kasev Echad Omer, one pasuk says, V'yosit Lecha Aronet, you should make for yourself a wooden Aron, and that would seem to indicate that it was from the money of Moshe Rabbeinu, because it says Lecha. This, in what context did it say this? After Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, when Klai Yisrael sinned by the Chet Ha'egel, the pasuk says that Hashem said, you should fashion two other luchos and come to me, and you should make for yourself an Aron Eitz, and I will write the luchos, which were, this is certainly after the sin of the golden calf. And then because of Echad Omer, but another pasuk says in Truma, it says Vasu Aron Atzei Shitim, that they will make an Aron of Atzei Shitim. So how is it you and them? So how ketzad? Ka bizman sheyesh rotzim ritzon shel makom, ka bizman sheein yesh rotzim ritzon shel makom. So when Klal Yisrael, so this actually works very well like Rabbi Yonasan. Why? Because really, the funds to build the Aron come from the Tzibor. So when is it Lecha? When is it Lahem? When it says Vasu Aron, that's when Klal Yisrael do the will of Hashem. So therefore the Avoda is associated with their name, with Klal Yisrael. But Kan, Bizman She'en Shel Otzim Ritzon Shel Makom, when Klal Yisrael are not doing the will of Hashem, so then it's only referred to as Lecha. It's only referred to you, Moshe. And this actually makes sense, right? Because when did Hashem tell Moshe, V'yasis Lecha Aron Eitz? After the sin of the golden calf, when they weren't doing the ratzon of Hashem. So what's clear from here is that Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonasan debate. When it says kach lecha, if it belongs to you or from the tzibor. According to Rabbi Yonasan, that means it's from the tzibor. So then what emerges is that the korbanos of the miluim were also from the tzibor, and you can't answer like Rabbi Abahu's answer. So the Gemara, you can't answer, therefore, that Yom Kippur is more similar to the miluim than Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. The Gemara answers, Ad kan lo pligi ela bekichos da'alma vasios da'alma. So Gemara answers, no. Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yosef only debate in the case of where it says kicha, kach lecha, or asei lecha, stam, just in general. And kichos, asios da'alma bekichos da'alma. So, for example, so kichos da'alma, where does it say kichos da'alma? Like, for example, when Hashem tells Moshe, kach lecha samim, take spices for the Torahs. And where does it say, asios da'alma? Where does it say, just stam asios? I say, lecha, shtei chatzotzot ketzef, take yourself two silver trumpets. Well, hanach, but in parshas miluim, where it says, parushe ka mefarish di mishel chahu. There, the pasuk itself explains that it belongs to you. In other words, it's even Rabbi Yonasan will agree that just because it says kach lecha doesn't mean it belongs, it's to the tzibor, it has come from the tzibor. If you read the continuation of the psukim, it's very clear that when Hashem says kach lecha, he is saying that it has to come from your money. How is it proven from the psukim? So miluim michti ketsim miluim. Let's say it's written. Well, bnei Yisrael tadaber libor kuchu sir izim lechatas. Take a goat as a korban chatas. And in the previous pasuk, it says v'mar l'aron kalcha egel b'makor lechatas. Lamali. So why does the pasuk say initially lashon yachid, then it's lashon rabim? The first pasuk says v'mar l'aron kalcha take for you singular an egel b'makor lechatas. And then it's developed b'nei Yisrael tadaber libor kuchu sir izim lechatas. It's plural. So shmamina. So for the fact that the first pasuk says lacha singular and the next pasuk says kichu plural. So therefore kachlacha means mishalchahu, and therefore when it says kachlacha means it belongs to you. I'm sorry, it's you meaning singular. Even Rabbi Yonasan would agree. And therefore biluim is similar to Yom Kippur, which is coming from your own money, from not from the money of the tzibur. B'yom HaKippur michtik tzibur. Well, let's see. On Yom Kippur, how do you know the money, the korban, it comes from him? Because, let's see, it's written, B'zol Sheva Aaron al HaKodesh B'par Ben B'kor L'chatas. With this, Aaron's going to come to the Kodesh with a bull that is as a chatas. U'me'es, and then it says, U'me'es Adas B'nei Yisrael, Yikach Shnei Yisrael L'chatas. And then it says, and from the people, from the congregation of Israel, he's going to take two goats as a chatas. So what is that? What does that imply? It implies that the two se'irim come from Adas Ben Yisrael. That comes from the tzibur. But the par ben bakar lechatas, and by the way, the ayal olah also, that comes from whom? That comes from the, that comes from, I'm sorry, let me continue, I apologize. And then the pasuk continues, and then it says, next pasuk, v'kriv es parachatas asher lo. And Aaron will bring the parachatas, which belongs to him, which is to him. Lama li, why do you say asher lo? You can say, but he could have a parachatas. So shmamina hai lo mishalohu. Again, as opposed to the pasuk before, which says that the shnei sirizim are me'adas b'nei Yisrael. They come from tzibur communal funds. This the parachatas is asher lo, comes from Aaron's funds, and therefore it's better to learn Yom Kippur from Miluim, because the korbanos of both of them come from him, from the individual Kohen Gadol. Rav Ashi is now going to bring another reason why the word lechaper that says by the Miluim referred to Yom Kippur and not to Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi said, it's better to darshin this parsha and miluim to Yom Kippur then Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, because donim par lechatas v'ayal le'olah mi par lechatas v'ayal le'olah, that it's better to learn to Yom Kippur the fact that you bring a par as a chatas and a ram as an ola, better than miluim there, that even though there's a par that's par as a chatas, I'm sorry, it's better to learn that because in miluim is similar, that also have a par lechatas and an ayal olah, la fuke Rosh Hashanah da'atzeret, it's a tavayu olos ninhu. By Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, they both have similar animals, but there's no chat, but they're not used for a chatas. For Yom Kippur and for Miluim, they're similar in that the animals are used for a chatas, and they have one for a chatas and one for an olah. And according to in Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos, they're both used for in Ola. Ravina gives another answer, and he says, Donim avoda b'kohen gadol, me avoda b'kohen gadol, lafuke kulon kush yasid, the la avoda b'kohen gadol ninhu. Ravina gives a great answer that answers all the questions. Why is it Yom Kippur and not Pesach, I'm sorry, not Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos. Why? Very simple. The Miluim took place with the Kohen Gadol. Yom Kippur, the Avoda, takes place with the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, you're going to learn the Kohen Gadol halacha from Miluim to another halacha that has a Kohen Gadol, which is Yom Kippur. You don't learn the other one, the other holidays, which do not, the Avoda, the Lav Avoda Kohen Gadol, that the Avoda was not done by the Kohen Gadol. And that's why we're going to learn the halacha of Prisha, separating for 7 days from Miluim, specifically to Yom Kippur, as opposed to the other holidays. Bika da Amri, there's another variation or version of this answer. We learn in the Avoda Yom Kippur because the Avoda is first from the Miluim, where the Avoda is first to exclude these, the other holidays, the Korbanos Yachid, Regalim, Rosh Hashanah, and Shavuos, that they are not, the Avoda is not first. So Gemara wants to say, well, my Tchila, what does it mean first? Ilema, if you want to say that Tchila Bekohen Gadol, that what that means is that it's the first, meaning that Yom Kippur, the Avoda, is done, that the first Avoda that was commanded to the Kohen Gadol to do with the Korban Sibur. In other words, this is the Yom Kippur, this was the first Avoda that the Kohen Gadol was commanded to do with the Korban Sibur. It's the first, and therefore you learn Yom Kippur from Miluim, because also this is the first Avoda that the Kohen Gadol ever did. So if so, Hainu Kamaisa, isn't that similar to the first answer? That also the first answer, that basically you're saying that in both cases they're doing, it was done by a Kohen Gadol. So Gemara says, no, Ella Avoda Tchila B'Malkom, Avoda Tchila B'Malkom. No, what it means is the following, that we learn Yom Kippur, that it's the first Avoda that was done in that, it's the first Avoda that's done in that place. Because Yom Kippur is the first Avoda that was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And beforehand, nobody entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the Avoda. And you learn that from the Avoda that was also the first in its place, which is the Miluim. That the Avoda and the Miluim was also the first Avoda that was done in that place. And because on the eighth day, after the Shiva Shemei Miluim of the seven initiation days, so the Avoda was done. This was the first Avoda that was done in the with the outer Mizbeach. Okay, so now the Gemara above in Daf Beis brought the halacha that the din that said in the Mishnah that you should separate the Kohen Gadol from his house 7 days for Yom Kippur, and the din that was said by Mishnah and Para that you separate the Kohen who burns the ash the para from his house 7 days before he burns it. We learn from the pasuk that was said in Miluim, Kasher Asar B'Yom Hazeh Tziva Hashem La'asos L'chaper Aleichem. Just like by Miluim, they separated from their house to the Mishkan for 7 days. So too, the Kohen Gadol, who does the Avodah Yom Kippur, separates from his house 7 days before his Avodah. And the Kohen, who burns the para 7 days before Sreifa. The Gemara now is going to discuss this drasha. Is going to bring a machlokas that's said in its context. Ki asa Ravdimi Amar. So when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so he said that Rabbi Yochanan Masnichada, Rabbi Yochanan learned from the pasuk of Miluim only one prisha, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Masni Tarte, he learned two pre-shows from this pasuk, right? So what does that mean? Rav Yochanan Masni Chada. Rav Yochanan only learns one pre-sha, because what is the pasuk? Kasher Asa Hashem B'Yom Hazeh Tziva Hashem La'asos L'chaper. That's Eila Masay Yom Kippur. He says we only learn that just like by the Miluim you separate for 7 days, so too on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol separates 7 days beforehand. We only learn one halacha from this pasuk. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Masni Tarti. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi learns from this pasuk two pre-shows. Lasos Eilu Masni Para. L'chap Eilu Masni Yom Kippurim. The word lasos comes to teach you that you separate before burning the ashes, before burning the paraduma. And l'chap tells you that you separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before the Avodah. Now, obviously, until now, we've been working with the position that's followed by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yochanan, you know, rejects that. He just says, no, there's only need prisha separation on before the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, but not when it comes to paraduma. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Masnichad, Rabbi Yochanan learns only separating the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur. He didn't learn about separating the Kohen who burns the paraduma. The Gemara asks, V'ha'anan Tanan, but don't we learn the Mishnah? Shivas Yom Kodem Yom Kippurim, Shivas Yomim Kodim Sreifas Hapara. Understand, we have two different Mishnayos. We have one Mishnah, that's our Mishnah in Yoma. It says 7 days for Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol separates from his wife, from his family, from his house. And there's another Mishnah, and it says in Mishnah Parah, Mishnah Parah, Perigil Mishnah Aleph, the 7 days before the burning of the Parah, we separate the Kohen from his house. So how could Rav Yochanan is an Amora? How can he argue on the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, Maila Ba'alma. No. The obligation that the Kohen separates, that the Kohen who burns the Parah is separated from his family for 7 days, that's only like a Maila. That's like a higher level that the Chachamim did. Because they, remember we said the reason is because since people were lenient to be right. Since they were lenient to be metame the kohen before it was burnt. I think that we mentioned that there was they were very stringent when it came to the burning of the paraduma. Why is that? The Tzidokim, the Sadducees, believed that the Kohen who burns the para has the para must be completely tahor. And the Chachamim said no. We said this yesterday that the person who burns the paraduma can be what's called a tful yom, which means that let's say he became tameh and he went to the mikvah, but it's still not sunset yet. So therefore, specifically, they allowed Kohanim who were tful yoms to burn the paraduma. Now they were concerned that maybe people would be more lenient, because once we're lenient with Tuma when it comes to burning the paraduma, then perhaps people were going to be even more lenient. So they were strict with other things, and one of the things they were strict is that they separated the Kohen for 7 days. But bottom line is, this obligation to separate, so it's interesting, they were lenient to because in their fight against the Tzidukim, and sometimes we think that the frum people, the Pharisees, were more machmir. Not always the case. The Tzidukim were more machmir, and the dafka made a leniency when it came to paraduma to show that Tzidukim are wrong. Once you make it the leniency, then they made a stringency that you have to separate 7 days from your house. But that's not min haTorah. So that's Rav Yochanan. So yeah, the Mishnah mentions that they have this halacha, but it's not min haTorah. That's just a maila that the Chachamim said. Ha avar Rabbi ben Yume bar Chilkiyah bar Machasya bar Idim Rav Yochanan kishu also v'yomazet tziv Hashem lasad chaper lechem lasad elu masay para lechaper elu masay Yom Kippur. Yeah, but wait a second. Didn't we see in yesterday's daf that it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the word la'asos tells you that there's an obligation, a Torah obligation, to separate the Kohen who burns the paraduma. The Chaper tells you about Yom Kippur. But we see pretty clear that Rabbi Yochanan actually darshins from the Pasuk two drashos, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that there are two Torah obligations of Prisha, not just one. So we're answering, no. Hahu de Rabbe. Now, really, that was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan is actually not the opinion of Yochanan, but it was said in the name of his Rebbe. Dechi asa Ravin Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Lasos Elu Masi Paro Lachape Elu Masi Yom Kippurim. So the truth is, it wasn't really Rabbi Yochanan saying his own opinion that Lasos, to tell you there's a Torah obligation of Prisha by Para, but Rabbi Yochanan said that in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yishmael. Really, Rabbi Yochanan did not agree with this. So bottom line is that we end up with a machlokes, at least among the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that yes, Torah obligation of Prisha, the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, Torah obligation of separating paraduma, the person who burns the paraduma, 7 days, both Torah obligation. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, only a Torah obligation before Yom Kippur, but only a maila, not a Torah obligation, to separate the person who's burning the ashes of the paraduma. Omar le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Mehecha ka yolafta, Mehecha ka yolafta le. So where do you learn this obligation of the Kohen Gadol from before Yom Kippur? Mimiluim, you learn from Miluim. Ima Miluim kol kotzu b'hem maki b'hem, afachanami kol kotzu b'hem maki b'hem. If you really want to learn Yom Kippur from Miluim, then you should say the following. That just like by Miluim, that if they didn't do one of the things that was mentioned by them, for example, if they didn't separate the 7 days, then the halacha of Miluim would not apply, as Gemara is going to explain this in Daf Hey, what this means. But you have to do everything. Otherwise, the whole miluim is not accepted, is not effective. So af hachanami. So here also, kol kasuv hem, that if the Kohen Gadol did not separate for 7 days, then he wouldn't be able to do the avoda. Is that really true? If you want to say that's the case, but tanan umatkin lo kohen acher v'lo katani mafishin. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that let's say we prepare another kohen in case the first kohen becomes tame or becomes possible, becomes invalid. But we don't say that we separate the understudy for 7 days. So let's think what happens. Let's say the Kohen Gadol becomes tame on day three, day four. The second Kohen will not have done hafrasha, separation from his house for 7 days. And so what does that mean then? But then, if you want to compare it to Miluim, then the Avodah should not be good because the hafrasha wasn't done. It's an obligation of the Torah. If you want to say no, when it says matkinin, that we prepare another Kohen means we separate the understudy also for 7 days. No, it doesn't make sense because the Mishnah should either say matkinin in both cases or mafrishin in both cases. What do we say? We say that mafrishin is for the Kohen and matkinin is the understudy. So obviously they're different things. So Amar Leah, Rechon Sitarish Lakish, Ela Marme Hacha Yaliflay. Rather, from where do I learn the halacha of Prisha that we see in the Mishnah? Amar Leah, Misina. He wants to say, I actually learn it from Sinai, where the Torah says, it was halacha, that Moshe explained before Kabbalah's the Torah, what happened? Vayishkan Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. Then Hashem, the glory of Hashem dwelled on Har Sinai, Vechaseyu Ha'anon Sheish Hashem. And the cloud covered for 6 days. Vayikra Moshe Moshevi. Then Kosh Baruch Hu called for Moshe the seventh day from the cloud. Michtiksi, let's see. What does it say? Pasuk says Vayikra Moshe Moshevi. That Hashem called to Moshe on the seventh day from the cloud. So what's clear? The cloud covered Moshe beforehand for 6 days. My Sheshes Yamim. Why does Pasuk have to say that the cloud covered it Sheshes Yamim 6 days? He could have simply said, Why is it? It said the cloud covered Moshe, and then he called Moshe on the seventh day. The cloud covered him for 6 days. Why does it have to say that explicitly? So rather, Zebanaav, this pasuk must be that the fact that it repeats the fact that the cloud covered for 6 days, which is extra. Teaches you that this is an example. We're learning from this to other cases. Shekol hanichnas b'machane shchina ton prishas shisha. That anyone who enters into the machane shchina requires separating for 6 days beforehand. That just like Moshe separated 6 days to prepare himself to be enveloped by the cloud of glory and to come to machane shchina to hear the Torah from Hashem at Har Sinai. So too, the Kohen Gadol, he has to separate 6 days before he enters into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Of course, 1 second, we got a problem though. Right? V'hanan Shiva Tanan. Yeah, but I understand. The Mishnah said you have to separate 7 days. Moshe only separated for 6 days. So therefore, Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirahi. So really, he wants to say that really only needs 6 days. But our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirahi. Gechayish l'tumas beso, that we're concerned with tumas beso. That what? We're concerned that maybe the Kohen Gadol will have relations with his wife, and she will see blood after they have relations, and then he'll be a bol nida, he'll be tamei for 7 days, and they won't be able to do the avodah yom kippur because only 6 days passed, not a seventh day. So if we add 1 day, in other words, there are really two different halachos. There's the Torah halacha that whenever you enter into the machne shchina, i.e. the kodesh hakodashim, so then you have to separate 6 days. The extra day was for a separate concern that we didn't want the kohen to be in a situation. Maybe where his wife will become a nida right immediately after or while she had relations with him. Therefore, she saw blood afterwards, and then he would have to separate 7 days and not do the avodah. So therefore, we separate for 7 days.